Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gampy Kennedy, presented by Catches Law Group, the personal injury pros at CatchesLaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Everybody say good morning to Krista from Linfield.
Good Hello. Morning, Krista.
Hi, guys.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank Bye. You, too.
Bye, Kennedy. We're going to miss you.
Okay.
Here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. You tie, you lose, and Kennedy goes over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Krista?
I am ready.
Wilmer Valderrama, turning 43 today. He played Nick Torres on NCIS, but before that, he was Fez on which show?
That 70s show.
Jennifer Aniston and Julia Roberts are doing a body swap comedy. Who starred opposite Lindsay Lohan in the body swap comedy Freaky Friday?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Sarah Michelle Gellar said Freddie Prinze Jr. didn't watch a movie with her for 15 years because she spoiled The Sixth Sense. What's the big twist at the end of The Sixth Sense?
He sees Bruce Willis is dead.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
What? He does what now?
He sees he's dead or something? I don't remember.
Well, does that work for you, Dan?
Yeah, I mean...
That's not really exactly what the spoiler is, though. It's close. What does he see?
Dead... I don't know.
I mean, yeah...
The kid sees dead people.
Okay.
So, no, she's right.
That's right. I got confused. My apologies.
Okay.
It will be the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It is Super Bowl 57. It takes place February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Who's performing at the halftime show?
Rihanna, baby.
And question number five. Only one scene in the movie Fargo is actually set in the city of Fargo. Most of the movie actually takes place in Minnesota. Which state is Fargo located in?
North Dakota.
Well, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Well, okay then. You're a wrecking ball.
I've actually beat her twice.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Krista from Linfield, who has beat you twice before in Can't Beat Kennedy.
She just casually dropped that like everyone does.
Just got 5 out of 5 right.
Wow. Well done.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Question number one. Wilmer Valderrama, turning 43 today. He played Nick Torres on NCIS, but before that, he was Fez on which show?
That 70s show.
Jennifer Aniston and Julia Roberts are doing a body swap comedy. Who starred opposite Lindsay Lohan in the body swap comedy Freaky Friday?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Sarah Michelle Gellar said Freddie Prinze Jr. didn't watch a movie with her for 15 years because she spoiled The Sixth Sense.
That's dedication.
What's the big twist at the end of The Sixth Sense?
He sees dead people.
Question number four. It'll be the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Takes place February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Who will be performing at the halftime?
Rihanna.
Excuse me. Question number five. Only one scene in the movie Fargo is actually set in the city of Fargo. Most of the movie actually takes place in Minnesota. Which state is Fargo in?
North Dakota.
All right. You said that 70s show. That is correct. Nice job. You said Jamie Lee Curtis. Yes, that is right. Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. Yes, he sees dead people. You said Rihanna. That is correct. And question number 5, North Dakota. That is correct. Yes. Nice job.
But the twist isn't the twist at the end is Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. The kid seeing dead people isn't the twist at the end. That's happening throughout the movie.
Yeah, because they're all dead. He sees the dead people because they're dead.
I think that's a little ambiguous because I would say the plot twist is he sees dead people, right? Wouldn't that be it?
Yeah, that the people he's been looking at have been dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
Isn't that the plot twist? Bruce Willis is dead. Yes. All of them are dead.
Yeah, but the kid says he sees dead people. It's not a twist. He says that throughout the movie.
No, he doesn't say it until you hear the twist. I see dead people. And then he's like, well,
okay,
whatever.
Then I'm confused.
Your questions. Whatever.
Maybe I'm confused today.
Yeah. I feel like they were both. Okay. You know, the answer could have, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. I gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I think they both got it right. 5-5 tie, and you get the cash. How about that? We're going to give you the $100 because we know Sal loves to give away his money. We'll be getting a text at any minute, Kennedy.
I doubt that.
Krista, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Krista from Linfield, and I can't be Kennedy, but hi.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Catches Law Group. The personal injury pros at CatchesLaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Everybody say hey to Jay from Braintree.
What's Hello. Up, Jay?
What's up, guys?
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Jay?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Jay, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Elijah Wood turned 42 over the weekend. He's best known for playing the Hobbit, Frodo Baggins, in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. In that universe, where do the hobbits live?
In a mound underground, right?
Yeah, what is it called? It's called...
A yurt. I don't know.
A yurt. The famous ice cream shop Baskin Robbins was almost called Robbins Baskin. They were brothers-in-law who both owned the ice cream shops. When they decided to merge in 1948, they flipped a coin to see whose name would go first. What is the most famous slogan in Baskin Robbins history? What do they have?
31 scoops of heaven. Something like that.
31 what?
Flavors.
Question number 3. Jimmy Fallon's lineup tonight includes Austin Butler, Rob Gronkowski, and Tyler Hubbard. Of course, Tyler Hubbard is one half of a group with the songs Cruise, Holy, and This Is How We Roll. Name that group.
Fly the Georgia Line.
Nick Cannon made a TikTok with his OG offspring, Moroccan and Monroe. Which singer does Cannon share the twins with?
Mariah Carey.
Kevin Costner is renting out his Aspen Ranch. It's only $36,000 per night. The house includes 12 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, 24/7 caretakers on site, a baseball field, a sledding hill, and 3 hot tubs. Which state is Aspen located in?
Colorado.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Nice work, Jay. And you're getting ready to go to the gym, too?
Yes, sir.
Just by the sound of your voice, you sound like a guy who's good at picking things up and putting them back down. You sound like you lift a lot.
He's worked out his brain, then he's going to work out the body, Dan. Welcome back, Kennedy. Yeah.
Thank you.
Jay got 4 out of 5 right.
Well done, sir.
That was well done. These are difficult. You ready, kid?
I am.
Elijah Wood turned 42 over the weekend. He's best known for playing the Hobbit, Frodo Baggins in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. In that universe, where do the hobbits live?
On the Shire.
It is the Shire. That is correct.
A yurt in the Shire.
A yurt in the Shire, yes. The famous ice cream shop Baskin Robbins was almost called Robbins Baskins. They flipped a coin, Kennedy. That's how they decided who it would be named after. What is the most famous slogan in Baskin Robbins history?
Home of the 31 flavors.
That works. 2-1. Jimmy Fallon's lineup tonight includes Austin Butler, Rob Gronkowski, and Tyler Hubbard. Tyler Hubbard, of course, one half of the group that has songs Cruise, Holy, and This Is How We Roll. Name that group.
Florida Georgia Line.
3-2. Question number 4. Nick Cannon made a TikTok video with his OG offspring, Moroccan and Monroe. Which singer does Cannon share the twins with?
Mariah Carey.
It is 4-3. And question number 5. Kevin Costner is renting out his Aspen Ranch for $36,000 per night, Kennedy.
Is that all?
The house includes 12 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, 24/7 caretakers on site, a baseball field, a sledding hill, and 3 hot tubs.
Wow.
Which state is Aspen located in?
Colorado.
I just feel like there's a full portrait of Kevin Costner somewhere in that house.
I don't know. He doesn't strike me as that, like, I don't know, maybe.
Him wrestling a bear right in the living room.
I mean, with 12 bedrooms, it would only be $3,000 a night per couple.
That's a Derek Jeter thing, isn't it?
It's only $3,000 a night if you split it with 11 of your couple friends, Dan.
You can be so rich, you don't even have to see your friends if you want.
Yeah, but there's only 8 bathrooms you'd have to share.
Yeah. Oh, peasants.
5-4 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy. Jay, you don't get the cash, but you're not leaving empty-handed, brother. We have some tickets for you. You're going to be inside the Mix Lounge with American Authors, presented by Arbella Insurance, here for New England, here for good. So we'll see you there for that, okay?
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jay from Braintree, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Speaking of winning, Julie from Drake, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
All right, Kennedy is headed out. We've got 5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture. You get more right, then Kennedy, you screw yourself $100, okay?
Okay.
All right, there she is. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number 1. Dolly Parton was asked if she's still trying to recruit Mick Jagger for her rock album. She said she's still waiting and hoping, but if he doesn't budge, I'll kick his bony ass when I see him. What group is Mick Jagger a part of?
The Rolling Stones.
Katy Perry admits she made a huge mistake declining to work with Billie Eilish on her breakout song, Ocean Eyes. Who does Katy Perry have a child with?
Orlando Bloom.
Lisa Loring, who played Wednesday Addams on the original Addams Family in the 60s, passed away after a stroke. Who is the Addams Family butler that always answers the door with this famous catchphrase? Take a listen.
You rang.
What's his name?
Ooh. It's not Uncle Fester, but I'm going to say it. Uncle Fester.
Question number 4. A new Tomb Raider movie, TV series, and video game are in the works. What is the name of the character who is the protagonist in the Tomb Raider franchise?
What was the game?
Tomb Raider. Also a movie.
Okay. Tomb Raider. I don't know that one.
And question number 5, Will Ferrell's dad was actually a musician that played with the Righteous Brothers. Will does some singing of his own and even just starred in a Christmas movie that is a musical opposite Ryan Reynolds. What is the movie called?
Oh my God. I'm going to say like Jingle All the Way, but it wasn't. It was something like that. But
all right.
Jingle All the Way.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy! I hear it's harder when you're on the radio.
Yeah.
I thought you did pretty good. Those are tough. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Julie got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done.
All right. You ready?
You bet.
Dolly Parton was asked if she's still trying to recruit Mick Jagger for her rock album. She said she's still waiting and hoping. But if he doesn't budge, she says, I'll kick his bony ass when I see him. Which group does Mick Jagger play in?
The Rolling Stones.
Tied at 1. Katy Perry admits she made a huge mistake declining to work with Billie Eilish on her breakout song, Ocean Eyes. Who does Katy Perry have a child with?
Orlando Bloom.
Huge mistake. Tied at two. Lisa Loring, who plays Wednesday Addams, or who played Wednesday Addams on the original Addams Family in the 60s, passed away after a stroke. Who is the Addams Family butler that always answers the door like this?
You rang.
Lurch.
Yes, Lurch. What a great voice. 3-2. Question number four. A new Tomb Raider movie, TV series, and video game are in the works. What is the name of the character who is the protagonist in the Tomb Raider franchise?
Lara Croft.
That is right. 4-2. Question number five. Will Ferrell's dad was actually a musician that played with the Righteous Brothers. Will does some singing of his own and even just starred in a Christmas movie that was a musical opposite Ryan Reynolds. What is it called?
Spirited.
It is Spirited. Nice work, Kennedy. Wow. Light work for you there, kid.
It's warming up on a Monday.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, Julie, I'm sorry. Kennedy gets the win 5-2. You don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening this morning. I understand you're on your way to a doctor's appointment about acid reflux. You got to ease up on the hot sauce, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, I hope that goes well for you.
Right.
Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Julia from Drake and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.